Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology. If you haven't yet seen it, I'd urge you to take a look at the recently released KDIGO Clinical Practice Guidelines for CKD. These replace the highly influential KDOKI CKD guidelines that came out a number of years ago. A lot has changed with the new guidelines, and I'd encourage you to take a look at it. Probably the biggest change is that while the GFR classification scheme has remained with stages 1 through 5, although stage 3 is now split into 3A and 3B in the middle, there are now also albuminuria stages 1, 2, and 3. This new guideline recommends elimination of the term microalbuminuria, which is a term that I never really liked personally, and instead uses, as I said, these A1, 2, and 3 categories for the degree of albuminuria. While keeping a classification scheme for CKD, there's a much greater emphasis on using this new scheme of classification for prognostication for cardiovascular endpoints as well as renal endpoints and mortality. And they've actually created a bit of a heat map, which I'll try to show you here. I don't know how well this will work. You can see different colors there that indicate risk of various outcomes depending upon the degree of albuminuria and the level of GFR. The guidelines recommend referral to specialists in certain specific conditions, including a GFR less than 30 mLs per minute per 1.73 meters squared, albuminuria greater than 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine, or about 300 milligrams per day, or proteinuria greater than about 500 milligrams per day, and planning for renal replacement therapy when it's expected that the patient's likely to need some form of renal replacement therapy within a year or so. And there's a bunch of other specific recommendations for timely referral to nephrologists for management of progression of CKD and so forth, and I'll do videos about some of these in the upcoming weeks and months. But for now, I just wanted to bring your attention to these guidelines and encourage you to read them carefully and work with your primary care physicians to get them implemented into our practices. Again, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology.